Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Also, if you go to otrwesterns.com/gift, you'll actually see gift cards, which definitely, if you don't know what to get that special person for this holiday season, go to otrwesterns.com/gift. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date September 6, 1940, and the title is Partners at Pistol Point. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Rider of the Plains, with his faithful Indian companion Tonto, fought crime and criminals throughout the western United States. At a time when gun law ruled the range country, no one could match the quickness of his draw. His strength and courage were always on the side of right against might. And the West remembers him as the greatest champion of justice the frontier ever knew. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Sagebrush! There's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver! Away!
Full moon silvered the little town of Sagebrush. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode along the main street toward the crowded Last Chance gambling hall. Two shadowy figures, a man and a woman, were standing near the door, but the masked man and the Indian were more interested in the horses tethered out in front.
This place
looks that way, fella. We were told to look for two horses who looked exactly alike.
Them over there.
And the men we want? The inside. Oh, Silver. Never mind the hitching post, Hunter. They'll stand.
Men we look for inside?
They must be. Come along.
Rain up, stranger.
Oh, I didn't see you in the shadows.
We seen you.
You want something in the Last Chance?
Yes. I'm looking for two men named Spud and Brand. One of Spud's hands said they'd be in town. Where one goes, the other goes.
I'm going inside.
Yeah, Bell, go ahead. Garvey most likely wants you.
Have you seen them?
You still here, stranger?
You haven't answered my question.
And ain't going to, Savvy. Because you and your engine part ain't going inside.
No?
I says no.
I see you wear two guns.
Yeah.
And you wear them strapped down.
Yeah. Same as you, stranger. Ready for trouble.
A man who hunts for trouble is apt to find it. You use a short draw, don't you?
Yep. What kind do you use?
I don't draw unless I have to. But this looks as if I might. I'm going inside.
Stranger, you gotta get past me first. Here's trouble.
Don't be a fool.
Slap leather. What the?
I could have shot you before your holsters were empty.
A lightning draw, and I thought I was fast.
Tonto. Stay out here and keep this man company. Understand?
Me do it.
Take a hint from me, stranger. Don't go inside. If you're looking for trouble, you'll get it.
I'm not looking for trouble. I'm looking for two men, and I'm going inside.
Hello, Belle.
Hello, Garvey.
Everything quiet downstairs?
Same as usual. Peepers on out to the hitching post. Couple of strangers out there.
Strangers, eh? You mean lawmen?
One's a masked hombre and another's the engine.
Yeah. Right now, I got other things in my mind. Creepers looking after him?
He was leading up to it when I left.
Right enough. Better come over to the table. Kind of mosey around.
Hey, Garvey.
Come on, gents, come on. You know what to do?
Leave it to me, Garvey.
Hey, Garvey. Playing your hand or ain't you?
Now, don't get your feathers up, boys. I was just telling Garvey how things is going downstairs.
Hiya, Belle.
Can't complain, Brand.
Okay, gents. Ain't much fun playing three-handed.
Yeah. Come, you boys ain't in the big game below.
Why? Well, I'll tell you.
Not you, Spud. Me, I'll tell her.
Oh, it's that way, huh? Well, Brand, guess we better do the usual. Heads, you tell her. Tails, I do. Key-reg?
Key-reg. Heads, that's me.
Shoot.
Is that the way you two boys settle your argument?
Sure, Bill. Ever since we was mavericks. And it ties right in with why we don't play downstairs. Me and Spud, we've been parts for a long spell.
Always worked the same outfits together, rode the same range.
Hey, I won that toss.
Yeah.
Anyways, Bell, now me and Spud, we got our own outfits, but we're still parts.
I'll see you. Even your land's right next to each other.
Yes, sir. Me and Spud, we're about the same size, same frame of mind, plays poker about the same, rides the same. We both got trigger tempers.
Yeah, which same is why we don't play downstairs.
Correct. Saves wear and tear on the shooting iron.
Why, if one of them card-switching hombres was the cold deck us, Garvey'd have the mares all broke to smithereens before he could bulldog a pup.
Well, I don't mind you boys playing up here, but down there, no thanks.
You better pick up your cards before they get dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Almost forgot. Your deal, one is, Spud.
Yeah, Spud's deal.
Huh? You standing behind me like always, Bell?
Think I'll bring you luck?
He's just superstitious. I see. Guess it's me that opened, huh?
You drew your cards.
Yeah. I'll say 20 chips.
Garvey, you stand?
20, sure.
Then you better count on digging some more on account of I'm raising the 10 more.
In that case, I'll just pay to look. I see you.
Not me. You both draw one card. One of you must have filled.
Yeah, too bad you didn't raise, Brand. I'd have given my Sunday spurs took more dough over you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh.
Ace high flush, huh? Can you top it?
Not me. 3 bullets is all. Had them from the beginning.
Hey, well, then I'll corral them chips. I pulled that ace in the draw.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Better take another squint at that ace, Brand.
What do you... Hey, that's the ace of diamonds.
Sure, it's a diamond flush.
Yeah. Then how come I got the diamond ace? I had it from the first.
What?
Bud, cheating a stranger's bad enough, but cheating your best pals.
Hey, you seen him, Bell?
Well,
great Godfrey, no card playing skunk.
I'll handle this, Garvey. Bud, hand over that stack.
Are you calling me a cheat?
Hand over that stack.
Brand, you better watch out. Part or no part.
I said, give me that stack or reach for your gun.
That cuts it. Draw, blame your eyes. Draw or I'll...
Fly that gun across the table. Move.
Where'd you come from?
The gun.
You shot the gun right out of my hand.
Never mind. I'll get your gun myself. You're lucky it wasn't your hand. Now get out.
I ain't getting till I settle with this sidewinder.
Meaning me?
Meaning you.
I said get out. Make tracks. I'll keep your gun.
You got the drop on me, stranger. But I'll settle with you later. As for you, Spud, next time you cross my trail, you better keep your gun hand free, savvy?
The sooner the better.
Yeah, the sooner the better.
Look you here, masked man. This here's my diggings.
You're Garvey, eh?
I run the last chance. No masked hombre is going to come
I
in
don't
here.
Like the way you run it, and I don't like you.
What are you doing here in the first place?
Never mind that. Spud.
Yeah?
You're staying with me until... That's all right. That's Brand leaving now. Now, you make tracks out of here.
What about my gun?
When I want it returned, I'll return it. Outside.
All right, mess man. Maybe you figure you done Brand and me a favor breaking up that shooting scrape.
Perhaps.
Well, you're wasting your breath. Brand and me been pards, but that's water under the bridge, savvy? No man could call me a card chief. Pard or no pard. From now on, I go gunning for Brand, and the same goes for you.
Well, stranger, whoever you are, you sure helped us out of a jam.
Is that so?
Sure, Garvey. He don't go for shooting scrapes in the last chance.
I didn't get that impression from your hired man outside.
Creeper?
He wears his guns too well.
you mustn't mind Creeper. He's always putting on. I wanted you to get downstairs to the bar.
The answer is no, Garvey. Yeah. Your manner doesn't fool me. I can't prove it, but I'm positive you wanted those two to shoot it out.
You're loco.
You're calm on the surface, Garvey. But inside, you're seething. You'd like nothing better than to drop me in the dust.
Well, you... That tears it. A stranger give me that kind of lip, and a masked stranger at that. There's the door. You better take it.
No thanks, Garvey.
Right down them steps and outside. Whoever you are, you
said... I said no thanks. I'm taking no chances of getting a bullet in my back. I'll leave my own way. Here, Silver. Here, boy. Well, that's it, boy. Right under the window.
You're plumb crazy, mister. You can't drop him.
To the back of my horse. Watch and you'll see. Tonto!
Silver, him ready.
We're riding, Tonto. I have a feeling you'll be seeing me again, Garvey.
Yeah?
Though I won't say goodbye. Instead, I'll make it adios.
Come on, Silver! Come on, Scout!
Did you hear what he called that horse?
Ooh, I never figured you'd let an outlaw beat you to...
A horse named Silver and an engine part named Tonto. Outlaw nothing. That pair's a Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Sure it is.
Wait. Listen.
We run into trouble, huh?
Looks that way, Tonto. I'd stake my saddle at Brand and Spud with the victims of a trick by Garvey.
Ah.
I came in just in time to stop a gunfight between two lifelong friends. Garvey's up to something, and we know what it is.
That water.
Yes, the water. Brand and Spud own land which surrounds the only good water. Right now, it's open. But if Garvey gets control, he'll close that off. You know what that means in cattle country.
That'd be plenty bad.
Here, Tonto, take this gun. It's Spud's gun.
What we do now?
Take that gun back to Spud. I'll return the other one to Brand.
We
separate here at the fork in the trail. The sooner this quarrel gets patched up, the better.
And me go. Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
This way, Silver. We'll see Tonto later. This way, boy. We're heading for Brand's cabin.
Ranger or no Ranger, I ain't giving up that water hole. You got your rifle, Creeper?
Yeah. Stand still, you ornery cayuse.
Sooner them two cowhands start the guns to smoking, the sooner I can step in.
I'm to head for Brand's cabin first, huh, Garvey?
Yeah. Fire one shot through the window. Then do likewise over to Spud's cabin.
I got you, Garvey. Pretty smart.
I ain't giving them a chance to cool off, hey. Savvy.
Come on, boys.
Hey, Creeper.
Yeah?
Each of them is going to figure the other tried to kill him, see? But get this. Maybe the Lone Ranger's in one of them cabins right now. If you get the chance, maybe one of them shots just might get the Lone Ranger. Understand?
Sure, boss. You can count on it. Get up, boy. Get up. Get up.
Pretty smart. Not only do I get them two, but maybe it's a finish of the Lone Ranger as well.
I don't care who you are, Lone Ranger or no. I don't like being cheated at cards.
What makes you think Spud cheated you?
Well, it's hard to believe a Pard would pull a stunt like that.
Doesn't your friendship for Spud make you believe otherwise?
Huh?
Would you do such a thing to him?
Hey, look here, you calling me a card...
Easy, Brand. There's that temper again. You should know Spud better than to imagine he cheated cards.
Spud's pretty hard up.
Brand, I came out here to keep you from doing something you'd regret.
You say it was a frame by Garvey.
I can't prove it, but yes, I do.
Maybe so. I'd like to believe Spud.
Then talk to him.
Huh?
You heard me, Brand. The longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. When two friends break up, it's got to be patched up fast. Understand?
Well, if you put it that way...
And I'll go with you. Someone's got to be around when two hotheads clash.
You say so, Ranger. But he's got to apologize first, not me.
Never mind that, Brand. The main thing
hey,
is...
there's a rider. A man on a horse up there in the ridge.
Look out!
Oh. Did you see that? Ranger. He got the Ranger. The Lone Ranger. It was Spud, that's who. Spud, that ornery sidewinder. Trying to get me, and he got the Ranger instead.
Well,
I was going over to see Spud. But this time, I'm going in shooting.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Introducing Kindle Fire, a Kindle for entertainment, web, games, reading, and more. Built on the idea that enjoying your content should be simple and easy, One Touch gives you instant access to Amazon's massive content library, including over 18 million movies, TV shows, songs, apps, magazines, and books. Your most recent content is always at your fingertips. Kindle Fire is fast, with a state-of-the-art dual-core processor, and features our all-new high-speed web browser, powered by Amazon's cloud technology. It's light enough to hold with just one hand, and small enough to carry everywhere. Read bestsellers, children's books, cookbooks, comics, and magazines, all in brilliant color. Choose from thousands of games and apps in the Amazon App Store. Watch new releases and your favorite TV shows. Discover new music in the MP3 store. Never worry about storage space. All of your Amazon content is automatically stored in the cloud, free. Amazon Prime members enjoy access to thousands of popular movies and TV shows. Kindle Fire arrives pre-registered to your Amazon.com account, so you're ready to go right out of the box. All the content and ultra-fast web browsing. Kindle Fire. From Amazon.
For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/fire. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/fire.
Now to continue our story. Convinced that Spud had killed the Lone Ranger, Brand headed for his ex-partner's ranch. The masked man was stretched on the floor. He moved slightly and then lay still as two horsemen reined up in front of the cabin.
Henson, you stay out of this. It ain't none of your affair.
Me go with you.
That's your lookout, then. But I aim to blast daylight into Brand. And don't you interfere, savvy?
Cabin door open.
I'll give Brand a chance to draw, which this morning he gave me, the dirty coyote, sneaking up to my cabin and trying to shoot me in the back.
Come, something wrong. That Tonto of the Brand.
Yeah. Blood. There, I told you. Brand come over to finish me. When he come back, the ranger was here. Brand shot and hightailed out.
Where, bullet? What happened?
Engine, to... I ain't got time. I'm going to take care of Brand once and for all. And I'll feed him lead for getting the ranger, too. Adios, Injun. Get up, boy. Come on, get up there.
Friend, him lie on floor. Come to stay. Maybe fix him. Maybe. Matt, funny. Matt, and he funny. But not so funny afore. Tonto him think.
You thought I was dead, huh, Tonto?
Me think Great Spirit get Lone Ranger.
Not this time, old friend. That bullet did nothing but scratch my temple.
We know that now, but not before.
You see this mark on the door?
Huh?
The bullet hit the door first, then it glanced off and hit me. Luckily, the force was almost spent. I was merely knocked out.
You all right now?
Yes. But let's get this straight, Tonto. You were with Spud in his cabin?
From
what you say, it's obvious that the same man who fired into this cabin went to Spud's cabin first. He fired a shot at Spud, then came over here.
That's right.
You say Spud came here and left at once? He's going after Brand? And since Brand wasn't here when you arrived, he must have gone out while I was unconscious. Gone out to look for Spud.
That's bad.
The moon's gone down, Tonto. It's a dark night. I don't think they'll run into each other in the dark, but just in case...
We go?
We'll go after Spud and make sure he doesn't run into Brand. You're sure you can follow Spud's tracks? Come on, then. Takes two to make a fight. Brand can't do any shooting if he doesn't see Spud. And Spud can't shoot because we'll make sure he doesn't.
Here, Silver. Here, boy.
Keep Scout quiet, Tutter. You did a good job of trailing Spud, Tutter. If he stays on the trail he took, he'll pass right by us.
Horse come now.
Hold Scout's muzzle so he doesn't give us away. When I give the word, we'll close in. Make sure Spud doesn't go for his gun. We don't want to hurt him.
Me do it.
Get ready.
Now, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
What the...
His arm. Watch, gun. Oh, that's all, Spud.
You know who you think you're ambushing. Who are you?
You're not tracking Brand. Not tonight.
The Lone Ranger. I seen you on the floor of Brand's cabin.
Never mind that. You're going back to your cabin.
Miss Tillego of them reins.
I said you're going back.
I'm heading for Sagebrush, and I'm shooting me a polecat by the name of Brand.
Bud, you're wrong. I won't try to argue with you, because you're so bullheaded you wouldn't listen to reason. But you're not gunning for anyone tonight. Turn your horse.
Let's call them reins.
You'll do nothing. You're going back to your cabin, and you're staying there with Tonto to guard you. Until I say otherwise. Turn your horse.
All right, you got me. You took my gun, and you got me in my cabin. But get this, I'm getting out tonight. I'm going to get Brand.
It's dawn now, Spud. We won't keep you here later than this afternoon. It's all the time I need to prove you're dead wrong about Brand.
I'll believe that when you prove it. And you won't.
Come outside, Tonto. Make sure he stays, Tonto.
Him, he's mad.
I've got a good idea who fired those shots. There must be tracks left on the ridge outside Brand's cabin.
You go look.
I'll investigate those tracks and see where they lead me. I'm certain they'll lead to the last chance in Sagebrush.
Me wait here.
I'll leave a broad trail, one you can follow at top speed. If anything goes wrong, come after me.
Not good.
And keep a close watch on Spud. He's still boiling over with that temper.
Garvey, him do this.
Here, Silver.
Yes, Garvey's engineered the whole thing, Tonto. No doubt about that. There's no more time to talk. Remember, if anything goes wrong, come after me.
Come on, Silver!
You had enough to drink, Creeper?
Oh, God.
I said you had enough. You think you got the Lone Ranger, eh?
Well, I don't know. I tossed a bullet at Spud's cabin and then I headed for the ridge up near Brand's place. I seen the door open and I squeezed the trigger and the guy went down.
You heard someone behind you when you lit out, eh?
Well, that's what gets me. My horse is faster than his, so I got away. Now, if it had been the Lone Ranger after me, I'd have been caught in a hurry. So, well, it must have been the Ranger I shot.
Yeah, looks that way.
Harvey, I'm scared.
Shut up.
Well, if anybody ever figures out it was me shot the Lone Ranger, well, there wouldn't be a place in the West I could stick my face.
You don't know for sure yet, shut up.
Harvey.
You find out anything, Bill?
Seen Brand. He came into town last night gunning for Spud. He didn't find him, so he bunked up to Mark Crandall's.
Brand? I told you it wasn't the Ranger after me.
Brand says Spud shot the Lone Ranger. It was you, Creeper, weren't it?
We'll get to that later. Bill.
Yeah, Garvey?
Brand's still hot under the collar?
Worse than before. He's staying in town. Says he knows Spud'll show up sometime today, and he ain't gonna miss him.
That senses it. It's going to work out fine. One of them is going to kill the other, sure. The one what's left ain't going to linger around these parts for long. I can take over that water hole without raising a finger.
Yeah.
And I'll squeeze them all as once water. I'll squeeze them dry. Get that, Bill? I'll squeeze them dry.
Harvey, what about me? Me shooting a Lone Ranger. How much later are you going to figure out what I'm to do?
There ain't but one thing to do, Creeper.
Huh?
Where's your house?
Out back. I didn't use the hitching rail out front.
And you better put on boots and the stirrup leather and make tracks.
Oh. You can't cover it for me, huh?
I ain't no fool, Creeper.
Garvey's right. Soon or late, it's got to come out. And the Ranger's got an engine pal.
Yeah, I seen that engine. Well, I guess you're right, Garvey. I'll put distance between us right now. Just give me some cash. And
sorry, Creeper.
Huh?
I ain't got no cash to give you.
No cash? You pulled in plenty at the gambling tables last
night. I said no cash, Creeper.
Oh. Oh, I get it. You know, I got to pull up stakes. So you're dealing me out, huh?
Nobody knows you're here, Creeper. But from the sound of them hoofs, somebody's going to know it soon. You better skedaddle before you get a rope around your neck.
All right, I done your dirty work for you. Now you won't pay. I'm going, but get this, Garvey.
You better go fast. That hombre's coming in.
There's the back door, Creeper.
I get it, Garvey. But I won't forget.
That's saving money up, Bill.
There he goes.
Yeah. Hey, looking for somebody, cowboy?
I'm looking for Creeper. Where is he?
What for do you... You, Lone Ranger.
Oh.
You ain't dead.
Tonto! Rain up, Tonto!
Ah! Oh, Scott.
Tonto! What are you doing here outside of town?
Why aren't you guarding Spud?
Me pa failed to tell you. Him get way.
What? Spud get out of the cabin?
That right.
When? How long ago?
Right for sun this high.
An hour, huh? He headed for town?
That right. Me see trail start, then come after you.
You followed my tracks? Tonto, I just came from town. I went to the Last Chance Cafe to get Creeper.
Him fire shot?
It was Creeper, all right. I found some black horse hair on the ridge. His horse is black. There was a nick in one hoof.
What you do here, then?
Creeper wasn't in the Last Chance. He'd been there before, although Garvey denied it. Found those hoof marks out from back.
Creeper come this way?
I'm after him right now. I was crossing the slope when I saw you down below. Otherwise, you'd have missed me in town. Tonto, this is serious. Brand's in town now. If he meets up with Spud, there's going to be a shooting.
Spud, him go to town.
Unless I catch Creeper and get him back to town, two partners are going to throw bullets at each other for something neither one of them did.
Too late now.
Perhaps it is too late, but we're still going to try. Tonto, head for town. Do all in your power to prevent a clash between Spud and Brand. I'm going after Creeper. I'll bring him back if I have to drag him. And pray it isn't too late.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on.
Come on, Silver. Come on, Silver. Away.
Yeah, I came to town to settle with that back-shooting polecat Brand. Where is he?
Ease up, Spud. Ain't Brad your pard? What's come between you?
He ain't no part of mine, not no more. Called me a card-cheating skunk right to my face.
No.
Yeah, and after that, he snuck up to my cabin and tried to drill me through the bank. All I want is a gun. Who's got a gun?
Sure you ain't making a mistake about this, Spud?
It's my own business, Garvey.
I can see that, Spud. Here's a gun for you.
Oh, thanks.
It's loaded.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just a minute. Maybe you think I'm doing the wrong thing. But let me tell you this. Me and Bill was in that room when Brand started calling names. Ain't that so, Bill?
Bud's doing the right thing. Brand didn't have no call to talk that way.
Bud. Down there, look. We're in the town.
Let's see. Brand.
He's out the middle of the street.
I'm getting back. There's going to be bullets flying.
Yeah. This looks like the showdown.
You wait.
Let go my arm.
You fool.
Get back, Injun. You try to stick your nose into something that ain't your affair.
You do this, Garvey, you crook.
You'll answer for that later, Redskin. Some of you grabbed this North Count engine and drag him out of the way.
You wait. Get away.
Better get out of the street, Garvey.
You got the sun behind you, Spud.
Yeah. Funny. Don't seem like I could ever bring myself to shoot Brand.
Make sure you get the draw on him.
I'm waiting for him to draw first.
Yeah. Your arm's shaking.
Brand used to be my part.
He's fixing to shoot you. It's you or him.
Yeah, get back, Harvey. He'll be in shooting range in a couple of seconds. Going out to meet him halfway. He was a good part, Brand. Now we ain't parts. We're going gunning for each other. Why'd you do it, Brand? Why'd you call me a cheat? That's the one thing I can't swallow. This is it.
I'm calling you, you yellow-livered polecat.
Draw, Brand. Draw and you get what's coming to you.
Reach for your gun.
All right, you rascal. Don't
move, either of you.
Did you see that? Shut the guns out of their hands.
Right. The Lone Ranger.
Get out of this mess, man. Ain't your quarrel. You had no call to shoot the guns out of our hands.
I'm making it my quarrel. Spud didn't cheat you, Brand. Garvey did it. Garvey and Bell.
That's a dirty lie.
More, Spud didn't fire that shot into your cabin, Brand.
What?
He didn't. Any more than you fired into his cabin. The man who did it is right behind me. All right, Creeper, start talking.
Garvey.
Creeper, the Ranger brung you back.
Yeah, Garvey, he brung me back. And I don't mind coming back. Now I know the Lone Ranger ain't dead.
Get to the point, mister. You still trying to prove Brand
I'm
me...
trying to stop you from being hot-headed fools. Garvey wanted your land for the water. He not only fixed those cards, he sent Creeper out to make each of you mistrust the other. If I hadn't brought Creeper back, he'd have succeeded.
The Lone Ranger's got it straight. I can back up every word. Now all I ask is that you give Garvey what he deserves.
Let go of me, you lick
your... Oh, you don't, you double-crossing coyote.
That's right, Brand. Hold on to him. I'm giving you a hand. We was partners before and we're partners again. For keeps.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.